A Second Circuit judge ruled earlier this year that a newly constructed house in the McKinnon Park Historic District of Sioux Falls has to be remodeled or torn down. The homeowners have appealed that decision to the South Dakota Supreme Court. Justices heard oral arguments Tuesday, October 3rd. Homeowners contend that a monetary settlement should suffice, but neighbors say the huge house is a nuisance. According to briefs, Joseph and Sarah Sapienza bought a house on South 2nd Avenue for $300,000. They initially intended to remodel it, but decided to tear it down and build from scratch. The Sapienza's attorney is Richard Travis. At oral arguments, he tells justices that the Sapienza's went to the Sioux Falls Historic Preservation Board and to the city for permits. Travis says the injunction against the Sapienza's, mandating that they remodel or remove their home, is an extreme remedy, and monetary compensation should be adequate.
If the McDowell's property has been devalued, has lost value because of the presence of the Sapienza home, there's adequate compensation for that. If the fireplace, which I still think is a red herring argument, if that argument is part of the pecuniary compensation, that's there.
Travis refers to the neighbor's fireplace. Because the Sapienza's house is so close and tall, the McDowell's chimney now presents a fire hazard. Ronald Parsons is the attorney for Pierce and Barbara McDowell. He says his clients have lived in their house for more than 20 years, and now the huge house next door blocks their southern exposure and limits their enjoyment of their property.
They are not permitted to use their home as they desire. They're not permitted to use their fireplace anymore. Their daughter has had to move out of her room because the windows are within 6 feet of another home, and they look directly into another window. So they are being enjoined by this illegal construction.
He says there are a million places in Sioux Falls to build a giant house. The historic district is not one of them. Assistant Attorney General Paul Sweetland agrees. He speaks at oral arguments to defend the state's historic preservation statutes.
An award of mere damages in this case would signal open season on historic property.
Sweetland asked justices to uphold the injunction.
Allowing deep-pocketed individuals to buy their way out of compliance with the state's historic preservation protections would encourage disregard for the law and place all of South Dakota's historical resources at risk.
Justices will issue an opinion at a later date. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.